shows and don't stop talking about freedom. To get knowing lies, to be learning lies, to be knowing about people. You gotta teach them, sit them right down, man. You gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
I am very optimistic about Iraq. I think it's going to be one of the great achievements of this administration.
It's harder to end a war than begin one. Indeed, everything that American troops have done in Iraq, all the fighting, now all the dying, the bleeding, and the building, and the training, and the partnering, all of it has led to this moment of success. Now, Iraq's not a perfect place. It has many challenges ahead. But we're leaving behind a sovereign, stable, and self-reliant Iraq with a representative government that was elected by its people. We're building a new partnership between our nations. And we are ending a war, not with a final battle, but with a final march toward home. This is an extraordinary achievement, nearly 9 years in the making.
Now expanded by popular demand.
More Dave.
It's the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Al-Qaeda is being decimated. Our borders have never been more secure. And if you like your insurance or doctor, you can keep it. Period. Happy birthday, America. This is Dave Weinbaum. I'm here live with Steve-O. How about that? July 4th?
Good morning.
And, I mean, how many times are we going to get the opportunity to actually do the show on July the 4th if it's once a week? I wonder when that falls in again. 5 years, 10 years, who knows?
That's a good question.
You'd have to look on a calendars.
Yeah,
right?
I think it would be
extended calendars.
Barring a leap year, 6 years, I think.
So, you know, Steve-O was kind enough to work today, and I appreciate that. We've got Steve-O on my website, which is daveweinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. He's searching for it right now. I don't know what Martin might have said about him, that snide liberal who happens to work for me for the last 7 or 8 years. But you never know. And we're here today live on July 4th, and there is, I tell you what, I've got more stuff prepared for this show than I have in previous shows, actually, because there's just so much stuff out there. You would expect around holiday time. Look at this, Steve-O.
Holy
this
cow.
This page and this page here, two full pages of stuff.
You're ready to roll.
And I tried not to write out too much because there wasn't enough room. So what do I got you saying, Steve-O?
How did I get dragged in here on
holiday? Oh, now, wait a minute. No, he volunteered, folks. I had to bribe him a little. I didn't actually have to bribe him.
No,
anymore.
Not really.
I rewarded him because he's going to go to the Cardinal game tonight. Yeah, there you go.
Where's my biscuit?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And here I am today. Now, I'm my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser, she got up, and, you know, she didn't have to get up today because it was she's off. She works pretty hard. And so she slept a little late, but she woke up in time to make me a pretty good breakfast, a darn good breakfast, actually. And, you know, I get a little forgetful at this age, so I'm walking away from the table to go upstairs to brush my teeth and stuff and get dressed. And sure enough, she says, you left these two things here. So she comes at me with a phone and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you will need this. So I'm looking at this. And I said, wait a minute, if I have a phone and a pen, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does that qualify me for, Steve-O?
To be El Presidente?
The President of the United States of America, by golly, if that's all he needs, that's all I need. I think that'll be it. I have a pen and I have a phone. And I will run in the 16 primaries for the Republican candidacy of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. Could I do worse? How could a can of soup do worse than this president? Call 364-0800 or
Star KTTR
to be on the show and give us your feelings about what's going on with this stuff. You know, we've got, oh, man, we've got a decimated border now, a decimated border. But, you know, Barack has been thinking about this now for a couple weeks since all these thousands and thousands of children who have nowhere to go are being bussed in to America. It's going to be it's horrible. But you know what? He is finally taking action. Next week, he's going to Texas. Of course, he's going to be nowhere near the border. He's going to be doing three fundraisers for the Democratic National Party. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Since you are the first caller, Steve-O will be at your house to do a fireworks show a little later today. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Ken Roberts calling from Rolla.
Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Question. You know, you see a lot of posting on Facebook, social media, that the Republicans or the Speaker of the House or the Ted Cruz's and them are threatening to impeach Obama. They're going to file lawsuits. Do you think this is any possibility? And what gives Obama the cojones to say, sue me? Is it because, do you think he really feels that they can't do anything to him due to the fact that he's probably promoting the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, I don't know if that's the reason why they can't do anything to him, but I think the Supreme Court decisions of the previous week and previous years have been encouraging, other than the original Obamacare ruling, which for some ungodly reason Judge Roberts chickened out. But they ruled 13 zip, for example, on Obama's overreaching by making a recess appointments on the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board. 13 zip. That, I mean, they voted 9-0. I'm sorry. 9-0, and they've done it 12 other times. 9-0. That means the two people that he put on the court and the other two liberals, and the one who kind of goes back and forth, that would be Kennedy, were unanimous in saying this guy is going too far. So what I think is this gives some sort of standing, I would think, that Republicans can benefit with the courts, and if not the courts, with public opinion. Because a lot of people now are understanding that a man who walks around and says he will rule the way he believes is right, no matter what Congress does, is completely anti-constitutional and therefore anti-American. I mean, can you imagine a Republican president walking around saying that? And you could say, well, you know, Reagan, you know, look what he did, you know, Nixon and Bush. Well, Reagan never had a Republican House, and yet he passed more legislation that was important legislation, including, tax reduction and things like that. He passed more relevant legislation than any president, just about, even with their House and their Senate backing them. So for him to just say, I'm doing this without, you know, Congress, because they won't pretty much do what I want them to do, because he doesn't negotiate with them. He doesn't talk to his own party, for goodness sakes. I would think now is the time. You got to stand up. What people are really ticked off about, I believe, in the Republican Party is that we don't do anything. We don't fight back. We don't take a stand. Even if it fails, I think it's time that we try to save the country. And I think that more and more Americans are seeing that it's important to take a stand now. So, yeah, let's impeach him. He's done so many impeachable crimes. It's incredible, including changing his own health care law 40 times. I mean, you just can't do that kind of stuff. This is not a kingdom. This is a democratic republic. And you don't do that and not expect to have Congress come after you. So Congress, I think they're late in doing it, but I think they now's the time. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much. It's interesting. I was listening to Hannity just the other day, and one of his Secret Servicemen were on there, a former that actually worked in the Obama, and he said that Obama literally has been given millions of dollars from various celebrities and stuff. And the funny thing is, he has never called them back. They say he is the one president that has never, ever called for any kind of political presidential advice, where Clinton has called President former Bush in the past, Bush, and the other presidents, Eisenhower, Kennedy has called Eisenhower for presidential advice. Obama refuses to get any advice from any former president.
You know why? Do you know why that is?
He's a narcissist, basically.
He knows it all. That's right. He knows it all. He thinks he is so smarter.
I'm king of the world!
Exactly. He thinks he's God. He thinks he's the Messiah.
Well, they emphasize that they feel that another reason why is he feels that in any way, if he has to get advice, he's vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's a weakness.
Well, exactly. He won't admit wrong. I can't believe how much he lies. Just bald-faced lies. Who believes him? Even if you follow the guy, even if you like him, how do you believe this guy? You know, do you really believe he's lying for the good of the country, or just to save his arse? You know, what's Benghazi? How was that good for the country when they made up that story about the video? And we all know it's a story.
One more thing, yes. Dave. Another thing too that's interesting is if you look at the documentary 2016, Obama's New America.
Yeah,
I watched that 3 times, and I had to research, and it seems like everything, nearly everything in there is true. Coming true, and now they got that new movie coming out this weekend called America.
Right, by Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, the same producer or narrator of the
movie. Whose book I have read, who's actually a little controversial with some of the people that I read, who actually got bad reviews. I like 2016. I thought it was good. Did you see the interview with Dinesh D'Souza and Bill Ayers and Megyn Kelly? If you all haven't seen this, you got to go see it.
It's available on DaveWeinbaum.com.
Huh?
It's available on DaveWeinbaum.com.
Yes. So, thank you for that. But you got to see this because it's so revealing of this guy, Bill Ayers, and the type of people that Barack Obama chose to hang around with. By the way, Bill Ayers officially had a debut for Barack Obama as a political candidate in his living room on the south side of Chicago, you know, and all these people who were bombing buildings like Bill Ayers and murdering cops like Bill Ayers probably did, and or complimenting people, killing cops, trying to mass bomb a soldier's dance because they didn't like the war in Vietnam. These are the kind of people Barack Obama hung around with.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, listen, you've had enough airtime to where I could also, I might have to pay you pretty soon. Thank you so much for the call, and you have a wonderful 4th of July. And don't break a tooth on the spare ribs, all right? Cook them nice and long, all right? Thank you so much. You want to call the show and be a star on the Dave Weinbaum Show, call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T wireless
phone.
The
moment I said star, guess what happens?
Here's a star.
Here's a star. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. It's George. We talked last week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're a Chicago guy. I remember you.
Yeah, well, so are you, but not anymore. I'm a Missouri guy because I left the People's Republic of Illinois quite a while ago, probably the same reasons you did.
No, not really. I was a kid. What did I know?
Well, I was an adult, but I got tired of being taxed into the ground and having to deal with corrupt politicians all over the place. When Joe Walsh lost up there, that was the end of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was my congressman, too. But anyway.
And a heck of a guitar
player.
They all
wind up on the radio. So maybe you're going to wind up in Congress. You could go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I got a phone, I got a pen, I'm qualified to be the president.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't think that I couldn't do a better job than him?
I hate to burst your bubble, but we're no longer a democratic republic. We're an oligarchy, and we have been for well over 100 years. And the reason I say that is...
Well, what's an oligarchy? You know, tell that to the folks in Branson who don't understand it. And for that matter, tell it to me, who doesn't know what an oligarchy is.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
Well, tell me what it is. Come on. I'm a hamburger flipper, buddy. What the heck do you think I am?
Now, you're not a hamburger flipper. You've read some of the books too.
Well, yeah.
The guys that are behind the presidency for over 100 years, by and large, have been the kingmakers of the United States. The heavy duties in the military-industrial complex and the banking community.
Mm, okay.
These are the wealthiest East Coast establishment types that are putting our presidents in office. They really are. I mean, we've got control of local politics and probably up through the state level largely. But when you get into, the state, not the state, but the federal elections, I think this is where things change quite a bit. Ask yourself this question. Okay, now we're talking about Bill Ayers, right?
Right.
We know what garbage Bill Ayers is and what he did. And then he is. I lived through those times up in Chicago in the 68 convention in Arlington.
I was there.
All right, so you know what it's like. I know what it's like. Do you realize Bill Ayers' father is one of the wealthiest people around?
I heard that.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Who was behind the Daley regime? And I'm not talking about the kid Daley in Chicago.
The old man.
About
yeah.
The father. Right. Bill Ayers' father, okay?
Right.
Now, why would a guy with so much money, okay, be supportive of all this progressive left-wing stuff?
Which guy are you talking about?
Sense?
The old man?
The old man, yeah. Why would somebody who has literally billions of dollars be behind this stuff?
Well, I don't know. Was he behind it? Was he behind his son doing
yes,
this stuff?
Yes, he was. Absolutely he was. He was the president of Commonwealth Edison for years.
Okay.
Okay. So
I don't know.
Think,
you know, you'd have to get it. We don't have any proof of that stuff. You're.
No, that's not true.
Really?
It's all documented, Dave.
Well, okay. Send me the documents. All right.
For years.
That he backed his son blowing up buildings and blowing up people. He backed his son blowing up buildings and blowing up people, attacking cops, planning to have mass murders.
Significant jail time. What does this tell you?
I don't know. I mean, that they didn't have enough proof for the case, I don't know. They screwed up. The FBI said they screwed up. Strange things happen. But you want to put it all in a conspiracy.
It's very predictable. If people are very wealthy, okay, they run things, okay? They run a lot more than what their companies are typically. And I'm not
I know that.
About people who are the mom-and-pop businesses. These are the big, big corporations.
I know that. Who was controlling... Who's controlling Ronald Reagan?
I think Ronald Reagan was controlling himself.
Okay, well, so that's the exception to the rule, right?
Well, hold on. Let me finish. I think he was controlling himself until he decided to be president.
Well, who controlled him then?
When he took on George H.W. Bush, that was a compromise that blew everybody away.
You mean as his vice president?
Vice president.
Yeah. Why?
He wasn't.
What's the big deal about George H.W. Bush being a vice president?
What is the big deal of it?
Yeah.
He's not a conservative.
Well, okay.
He's an East Coast.
Do you think he's more conservative than, let's say, Barack Obama?
It doesn't matter. We're not talking.
Well, sure it does, because there's measures of conservatism. I realize that George W. Bush, the son, wasn't all that conservative, but he was, you got to understand something. These guys were 10 times better every day of the week than Barack Hussein Obama, and a million times better on Sunday.
We're no longer a Democratic Republic. We are an oligarchy.
Whatever. Okay, I mean, so what do we do? What do we do, George?
We've got to quit voting Republican and Democrat. We got to go to a third party. We got to go to a constitutional party.
Who?
Okay? That's what we got to do. The 4th of July this year, we need, as Americans, to make a statement. We are fed up with Republicans
all right, hold
and
on.
Democrats.
Let me sing
Our
while you
border's do. Not secure, Dave. It isn't secure. We have a Federal Reserve that's driving this country right into the ground. Okay?
Yes, I understand. I don't mean to make fun, but
it's
not going to work.
Fun because you know what? People are waking up and they're getting sick of this left-right paradigm.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for Republican.
Who are you going to vote for in December? Who are you going to vote? Now, you know there's not going to be a third party formed before November, right?
How do I know that? You don't know that.
Okay, all right. If there is not a third party formed that's viable this November, who are you going to vote for in November? Are you going to vote for Republicans or progressives, or are you going to sit on your hands?
I think what's going to happen.
No, I asked you a question. You got to answer the question.
It's going to blow up.
You got to answer the question.
Collapse.
You got to. I realize that, but answer the question. What are you going to do November 4th?
So much ammunition, Dave.
What are you, George? What are you going to do November 4th? I asked you a question.
Alternative media.
Come on, answer it, because I got to take a break here.
Is lies, Dave. It's all lies. You got to get on and get into the facts.
If it's all lies, we need to get the hell out of the country.
No, this country's worth fighting for.
Okay, well, how? And we're both talking about the most effective way to fight it. All right, and I understand your point. We need a third party. But in my opinion, it ain't going to happen November the 4th.
How many Republicans are down on that border right now? I don't even see Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. These guys are quiet. Okay?
Okay.
There should be an outpouring. Okay, the only guy who showed some interest was Rick Perry, and that's his state. Okay? Largely, that's his state that's on the
board. George, you're a lot of fun, but you know what? I got to end the call and do some commercials. Call next week. Give me some documentation. DW quote at prodigy.net. Thank you, George. Have a great 4th. Drink a fifth on the 4th, for goodness sakes, and get happy.
There you go.
God.
Hey.
All right. Well, he's a serious guy, but, I don't see a third party. You know, it's like everyone, like Alan Keyes, when I debated him, he was the U.N. ambassador for Ronald Reagan. When I debated him on the Stan Solomon show, which was a computer TV show, and he was saying stuff like, well, you know, Romney was just as bad or worse than Barack Obama. Well, I challenged him. And I pretty much got fired from that show, which was fine. You know, it was no big deal. It was a lot of effort to do this, you know. I had to be like a TV star. It was on a computer, but I had to, you know, makeup. And hair. And I had to be funny. I wasn't bad. I was good. And he wanted me on there until that show. And then he never asked me back until recently, when he got into a bind and needed somebody. I don't know why he needed me, for goodness sakes, but
comic relief.
But he agreed with apparently he agreed with Alan Keyes that so I've written to him. Well, what do you think of him now? You think Romney was really worse than Barack Obama? That's nuts. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Craig. And
make it quick, because I got to take a break.
Okay, I'd like to find a way to use you as a way to connect with people like George, because I'm with him. I think we need, I'll call it a second party. We need a second party because we don't have one. And I will work. I'm dead on with what George is saying, and I'd like to know how he could get in touch with me.
Well, George, why don't you if you're willing to leave your phone number on air, George might be listening.
I'll leave it off air and let him call back. And if you give it to him, I will work with him. And I will.
Okay, that's fine. You know, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I'm just looking practically. It's just not going to happen by November. It can't happen. You can't get on the ballot.
It's got to start now, though. I don't.
All right. Well, fine. But in the meantime, let's get somebody other than what we have right now in office. All right, thanks for the call, and I will take I got to go to commercial right now, so hold on, caller, hold on. We'll be back, and, you know, this is, I'll tell you what, I was wondering if I was going to get any callers today at all. This is going to be a rip-roaring show. I'm happy to be here, for goodness sakes. We can all screw around later today, but this is an important show. It's America's birthday, it's symbolic, and it's important. So you stay tuned to the show. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
What's the craziest thing you've seen after midnight?
Every night, my dad sleepwalks and then polishes the silverware.
I saw my neighbor in his yard juggling his wife's wigs.
Oh, that's nothing. I was at McDonald's after midnight, and they were serving breakfast and dinner together.
You win. Win.
You'll see some crazy things after midnight. And with McDonald's After Midnight menu, crazy just got delicious. Try pairings like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with fries or a Big Mac with hash browns. You'd be crazy not to. Many restaurants open after midnight on select nights.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Find new roads to this Chevy 72-hour sale at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla. Now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months and no monthly payments for the rest of the summer on most Chevy models. The Chevy 72-hour sale at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Hurry in. This sale ends July 7th. See dealer for details. Some customers will not qualify. Not compatible with some other offers. Residential restrictions apply. Excludes Corvette and 2015 models. No monthly payments for 90 days. No down payment required at signing.
Hey, this is Elwood from the House of Blues, and on the line with me is my good friend Dee Harrell from the Flooring Factory Outlet. What's happening at FFO today, Dee?
I've just counted 300 rolls of gorgeous carpet, and I figured out how to save the folks more money.
How are you going
to
save them more bucks, Dee? You already have the best prices in town on gorgeous carpet.
Yippers, if they come in and mention Dee Harrell and the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll give them an extra 10% off.
Hey, stop the band for a minute. What if they come in and mention Elwood Blues and my Chicago Cubbies? Can they get off 10% too?
Absolutely, so we can do the deal.
Holy smoly, you're going to save them more bucks, Dee? Wow, I like it.
10% off and do the deal is going on right now.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
He don't know much about history. He don't know much economy. He don't know much about who's his friend. But he knows who not to offend. But you know that's why I love you. And you know that you love me too. What a wonderful world this would be.
We're going to cut short the Mufta from Iran, who's written a love song to Barack Hussein Obama, who now is responsible for a caliphate forming that will take up most of Africa, most of the Middle East, and now they're going to Europe. Their first target is Rome. How's that? That's the caliphate being formed right now in Iraq and Syria. They've already established some of it. And thank you, Mr. President, once again. Hi there. Thank you for waiting. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, this is Brian from Salem.
Hi, Brian. What's going on?
Well, the last two callers, I understand their frustrations with how there is not enough conservatism in the Republican Party, and there are some downright no-goods in there, too. But we've got to look at it like this. This country is down in a hole, way down in a hole, and there is a ladder to climb out. Now, you can try, if you want, to reach the top rung of the ladder, but you can't do that. You can't reach it. You've got to reach the rung that's the nearest that you can get to. Okay, so we need to vote for politicians maybe a little better than what we got now, if that's all we have. We cannot reach for the top best politician. He doesn't have a chance.
I agree. I mean, and quite frankly, it's disturbing to me that even though Romney wasn't my favorite to be in there, it's disturbing to me that 4 million people sat on their hands and gave the election away to Barack Hussein Obama because one or two things about Romney bothered them. Okay, and there's such a difference. I don't understand how people don't see the difference between a Barack Obama who intentionally and obviously, after his first term, was, quote-unquote, changing America, more or less destroying it and remaking into a socialist dictatorship, and Mitt Romney, a guy who's governor of a state, for goodness sakes, who actually knows what governance is. And, yeah, I know there are things not to like about Romney, but you know what? He's a good man.
He would have been better than this guy.
Oh, my God. Why can't people see that? I mean, Brian, why can't people see that? I don't understand. All right,
I just don't get it either.
For the life of me, you guys got to. This is so important. So a guy has one issue that you don't agree with, or maybe two. He's not out there destroying America intentionally, like this guy is. So you got to get rid of this guy and vote in the guy that you don't necessarily agree with everything on, because the motivations of the guy that's in office right now are evil towards this country. He does not like it here. He does not like this country, and that's pretty obvious. And besides which, he's a complete idiot. I don't think he really wanted a Muslim caliphate to take over Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. But things have happened that he has done that have promoted that concept. It's plain and simple.
I think he wants a Muslim caliphate everywhere, including this country.
Well, there you go. I mean, this is what we're risking here. We're risking a lot more than just this oligarchy thing that they're talking about. I mean, the problem with these conspiracy theories is that they're so general that they include everybody. And I'm not buying it. I just know too many people.
Be a part of your conversation. He just wanted to lecture people.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I understand that. I mean, he thinks he believes he's right. He believes he's doing the best thing for the United States of America. And I just don't think his argument holds water because it's generalizing about stuff. I think you need to do more than, I mean, specifically, you have to know certain things, and certainly people have influence on presidents and things like that, but even he had to admit that Ronald Reagan, at least until he got the president, was pretty much making the decisions for Ronald Reagan. I think he made them for Ronald Reagan all along. I don't think Ronald Reagan did everything right either.
Well, we had Barack Obama light before Ronald Reagan, so I'm referring to Jimmy Carter. Still better than Obama.
You know, here's
so
a fun.
I hope we can get a super Reagan after Obama, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Here's a funny thing. You know, 70 years now, they since World War II, they're claiming that Barack Obama has been voted the worst president in the United States of America. George W. Bush is second. Now, with I think Obama had 33%. George W. Bush had 28%. And then it goes down to Richard Nixon, who had 13%. Where the hell was Jimmy Carter in this vote? How did he manage to fall through the crack? That's what I want to know. All right, listen, you have a great July 4th, okay? I appreciate it. And if you want to call the show and be a star like these gentlemen did, gentlemen, we don't have any ladies yet today.
Not yet.
Come on. Come on, gals. Wake up. Let's go. Come on. We want diversity on this show. Mm-hmm. We want diversity both in gender and we want diversity as to liberals, as to other people. Let's have some Muslims come and call. Come on. Bring it. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I guess we're going to take another call, aren't we?
Sure.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eileen Salem.
Oh, well, how about that? I asked for a woman.
Ding, ding, ding.
And, you know, right there. Thank you, Eileen.
One thing came across my computer this morning that was very, very chilling, and it was a clip of a speech that Obama made. I'm not sure where he made it or when it was.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
The one that where he says that the ordinary citizen is incapable of taking care of himself and needs a strong government to take care of
him. I tried to check that out on Snopes because something seems fishy about that.
Well, I don't know. It fits with his philosophy.
Yeah, well, tell us again what that said, because I kind of interrupted you. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it was just a really short clip that where he stated that the average citizen was too stupid, and I think he used pretty much those words, to govern themselves and required a strong government to govern them for them.
Yeah, pretty much that's what it said. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if that... I can't imagine him doing that in public, but anything's possible. I want to know the source of that. I want to find it.
And then the other thing, of course, is with the gun rights. You know, all of us here are concerned about that. And it's very simple to take our guns away from us by just taking our ammo away.
And well, it seems they're headed there.
Yeah, and that's being done. Anybody that's tried to buy ammunition lately knows that. So.
Yeah, why does Homeland Security need 1.6 billion bullets that are hollow points.
Right, exactly.
Why does, and I asked this of Congressman Rodney Davis in Illinois, who I know pretty well, and I'm good friends with his dad. He did an interview on the show. Why does the Department of Agriculture, a committee that Congressman Davis sits on, why do they need submachine guns that shoot two bullets at a time and have 30-bullet magazines?
Yeah.
Well, are they going to shoot up corn? I mean, Department of Agriculture. He didn't have an answer because he didn't know about it. Well, I said, well, did you read about it in the papers? He says, well, yeah. I said, well, then you know about it. He says, no, I mean, I don't know the inner weavings of this thing, but I'm going to find out, he said.
All right.
So okay, maybe thanks. Jason Smith can call the show and let us know what the heck's going on. All right. Thank you, Eileen. I hope she was. She wasn't mad, was she?
I don't think so. I think
she
realized
I'm so used to getting hung up by women that, you know, I'd never know for sure.
According to truthorfiction.com, yes. A video of a speech made by President Obama talking about the New World Order and how yes. ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. Obama allegedly said order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. Truth is, the real video was of a speech made in Belgium by the president on March 26th that was edited and the meaning was taken out of context.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So now this is being used. You know, and I try to verify my stuff before I put it. I mean, there's enough this guy says, believe me, that are impeachable and indictable. You know, not a smidgen of a scandal in that IRS. Not a smidgen. Anyways, you know what? We're going to do a commercial right here because I love my sponsors. They're making it possible for me to be on the air because, you know, I couldn't do this all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have, I mean, it's a business. And, you know, people, listen, the show has been successful, obviously. It's been increased by 50% time-wise and I believe 100% in terms of the
entertainment
how
value,
good it is.
Content.
Yeah, how good it is and stuff like that. I think it's a good show. And I work my butt off doing this stuff. I mean, I've been well prepped for every show I've ever done. That's going on 5.5 years. So I appreciate my sponsors, and I hope you do too. And I hope that you take that into consideration because some people will not sponsor this show. They will not sponsor this show because they're afraid of losing a customer that might not like the content. They're just scared. You know, talk about, I mean, these are the times when, you know, you got to stand up. And one of the ways you can do it is by sponsoring the Dave Weinbaum Show. And if you want to sponsor the show, 364-2525, and you ask for pig vomit, or you call me directly, which is 578-2700. Actually, I'm just lonely. I want four calls.
Call me.
No, believe me. Anyways, Kent is one of those people. Kent has stuck his neck out, and it's not like he doesn't, you know, like he needs to be on the show. I mean, it's got great stuff, and I've always bought from Kent. He's at 907 Pine Street. He's been in business 30 years, and he's only 7 years old. I mean, he was 7 years old when he started.
Apparently so.
And his 907 Pine Street is 364-1030. If you bring your jewelry in, and this is the time of year to do it, you know, you're probably out there. You can't do it today because he's closed, but, you know, if you did it like a couple days ago, instead of that jewelry hanging over the barbecue ribs while you're doing it, and loosening those clasps even more with the heat, or playing around the river and you break your ring on a rock or something like that.
Play some volleyball or badminton, anything to jar it around.
Anything, and you bring them in while you're doing these physical events, and let him inspect them, let him clean them, and let him propose to you that you got a problem with this. And you probably need to tighten it, and I can do this.
Well, and this happened
for a nominal charge.
With my wife's ring.
Yeah.
Took it in, got it clean, and it was a no-pressure thing. It's, hey, by the way, you know, these points are kind of bad. These ones are getting there. You know, you may want to look at this. We went ahead and just got them fixed to avoid losing the stone.
Well, absolutely.
It's not a, oh, my gosh, you can't take this out of here because you're going to lose everything.
No. I mean, they're not going to force you into it.
Just so you know, here's what's going on
with
your jewelry.
Well, we've had customers that call the show who I'm thinking is going to be a part of the political discussion, and they're saying, hey, I went to Canson, and you know what? I did exactly what you told me to, and it cost me a few bucks to get it fixed. But, man, that stuff was in bad shape, and I didn't even know it.
Imagine losing a heritage diamond or the one that you were proposed with or, you know, any of your important stones, jewels. You'd be shattered.
Yes, especially you might even lose the darn thing. You lose a diamond in the potato salad.
Done.
I mean, it's not good. Or, you know, you're giving your dog a treat and your dog eats it. And then you got to wait for six years like that other dog, and he might, get it out that way. Anyways, you know, when you're on quadruple blunt probation, you got to be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, they're the only guys in this area that have Pandora. They're the only retailers that offer that, and I got my girlfriend one of them cardinal rings, Pandora. She loves
they're
it.
They're awesome,
thing.
The bracelet, yeah.
You can add stuff to it, you know, like birthstones, and little cardinal replica bats and all that stuff. They do appraisals, frames, and engravings, so go see them. And they'll design stuff. These guys got more original jewelry. It's just great stuff.
Award-winning design stuff.
907 Pine Street, 30 years in the business, 364-1030. That's Kent's Jewelry. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Marlo Scott, and the Republican women of Phelps County want to remind you to fly your flags. Don't settle for one flag. Really celebrate today's 238th birthday by flying as many flags as you can on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Remember, America declared its independence from Great Britain, and our great nation was born on July the 4th, 1776. It's time to celebrate liberty given by our nation to its citizens and the debts we owe to those founders who put their lives on the line by signing the Declaration of Independence. Got it?
I got it. All right, did you like the background music? I don't know, I think I was a pain in the rear.
I thought that was so good.
You're kidding.
It took words out of my mouth.
Thanks for, Marlo, thanks for calling and reminding us of our great country. And today it's its birthday, and happy birthday to the USA. And thank you so much for calling the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Thank you so much.
You have a great 4th.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. And if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, so let me write that down. I'd like to write down, where was she from?
It skips my mind. I want to say Salem.
Salem?
I think.
Why? Just because you think there's more people that are good Americans? You believe that there's more good Americans in Salem than Rolla?
I believe our entire listening area is chock full of fine Americans.
I think they are, too. And, you know, we all have our little disagreements. And I love the disagreements. I love you to call the show. As you know, I'm not exactly adverse to argument.
No. Haven't heard from Kevin today.
Yeah, Kevin's drunk, he's sleeping, he's, you know, who knows what else he is. You hear that, Kevin? You've been called out, but he ain't working today, I don't think. So get your butt up and call the show. 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, and just for that, we're going to take another break while you guys, you know, while Kevin, if he can find
wipes
his...
sleepers out of his eyes.
If he can find his rear end with both hands, maybe he can find his phone. You want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
And we're going to take a break. We got Lou Gehrig in the news. You might know that. We got Israel that is in this conflict now with the Palestinians because three of their kids were kidnapped and murdered. And we want to talk a little bit about that. And very few people now believe, well, a lot fewer people believe we have freedom in this country as compared to some of the other countries I'll tell you about. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
Swinging a long one, and there it goes! That's right, baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Find new roads to the Chevy 72-hour sale at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla. Now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months and no monthly payments for the rest of the summer on most Chevy models. The Chevy 72-hour sale at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Hurry in. This sale ends July 7th. See dealer for details. Some customers will not qualify. Not compatible with some other offers. Residential restrictions apply. Excludes Corvette and 2015 models. No monthly payments for 90 days. No down payment required at signing.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, this is a quote that I had checked out, and I listened to the whole speech. And, yeah, it was out of context. The problem is that the president put it out of context because it didn't, like, match anything else in his speech. So he took it out of context, and why he said it, then he said it, I believe it was July 2nd, 2008, before the election. Now, why we need a civilian force just as strong, just as well-armed, just as
well-funded,
is, I don't know. I don't know why. Do you? What do we need? We need our Mississippi patrolled by boats, by warships, facing outward. Do we need an Air Force in the United States, maybe full of drones to send people little messages if they have radio talk shows like this one? Why do we need that? And by the way, if you don't think it's serious, it's in the health care bill twice that we have a, I don't know what they're called exactly. They're not called necessarily what the president was referring to, but guess who's in charge of that? The president of the United States. Now, this bill was written in 2010, or passed in 2010, and it was done with the full anticipation that this president was going to win, and he did. So, and as you can see, with the Supreme Court coming down on this president, trying to take over all of government, including the Congress, and making all the decisions, and including the courts, by the way, you can see, well maybe this is this country, maybe there's a if you connect the dots, maybe there is some kind of something going on here where, who are they going to get? I don't know. A civilian force? Who knows? Maybe they'll use foreign troops. I don't know. But it's out there. And he put it out there. I didn't. All right. You want to call the show, 364-0800 or?
*KTTR.
All right. So we got to fight back. And right now, fighting back means we start protesting. We start putting people in office who are not Democrats, who back this guy entirely. Don't forget that, folks. You got a lot of them now, you know, they're all concerned. You had 26 of them who are siding with Republicans on the IRS scandal. You got an IRS now that will go after anybody and suddenly lose their information. You try losing your information when you're being audited and see what that gets you. Probably get you 7 to 10 plus a huge heavy fines. But IRS is apparently going to get away with this, maybe. We'll see. Because now, instead of the Congress, you got a more powerful system. And this goes back to the question about, is it going to be good to impeach Obama? It probably will be better that Boehner is going to sue them in the federal courts. Because the courts are now involved. And the judicial system seems to be getting jiggy with the fact that, wait a minute, this guy is breaking laws. There's a political thing, and you can get away with almost anything politically, even if it's run before Congress, because you can give speeches and make people hate Republicans, all right, or hate whoever you want to hate. You can go out and make a speech and have them hate a journalist who happens to write a column that includes Senator McCain in a not so good light, which I did, and he cited me without naming me. That was during Ted Cruz's speech that was overnight to the Senate.
The big filibuster.
Yeah. So going to the courts, though, is that's a tough thing. That's a tough road to hoe right there. So you want to call a show on a pine, 364-0800. And by the way, this show is not just ending here.
No.
This show's got 35 more minutes of solid news and opinion. Okay? And for the most part, really great callers. So you want to call a show, 364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
So we have Israel is condemned by the world because someone kidnapped an Arab teen and murdered him. We don't even know if it's an Israeli. It probably was. As revenge, after three Israeli boys, all in their teens, were kidnapped while they were hitchhiking in Israel and murdered. And people, while they were still kidnapped, you had Israelis going to the Temple Mount, which is always where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is. And it's sitting there right in the middle of Jerusalem. You know, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israel didn't take that down. So every once in a while, the Jews have a right to go there and pray, too. And, of course, when they go up to pray, they are surrounded by Arabs. And all these adult Arabs were showing three fingers. What does that mean? Three fingers. Because they were mocking the Jews because they kidnapped three of their boys. Three of their boys. Okay? You have children in school drawing three fingers. This was so good for them. This is what they're teaching their children. You wonder why there's always going to be hate from Arabs to Jew? Because they teach their children to hate Jews. Why? Why? Even Allah himself said Israel is for the Jews. Well, we're not good enough Jews? Is that what it is? It isn't good enough that you have 57 countries and now a caliphate forming? That Jews can't have the little sliver of land? No. I tell you that if Jews were on the moon, if Jews got to the moon, Palestinians would claim it because it was a former Palestinian state. There's no doubt about it. All right, we got 2 minutes left in this segment, so where can I go with this? By the way, in terms of Jews fighting back, they have struck at Gaza, but also Gaza is sending about 20 rockets in a day. Towards Jews, and they're hitting apartment complexes, and I don't think they've killed anybody yet. But Jews, what would this country do if we started getting rockets sent into Buffalo, let's say, from Canada? What would we do? How would we respond? How do we respond to 9/11?
I would think you respond in kind with force.
I mean, how do we if we Probably that's more like 19 rockets sent into Israel proportionally would be something like the Canada sending in 1,000 rockets. And how did we react to 9/11 where 3,000 Americans were killed? We invaded two countries and had 10-year wars there. That's how we reacted. So for Jews, I think their response has been muted, quite frankly, and there's probably a reason for it. And that reason is Iran. I think they're saving their powder for Iran. So You know, and you got to watch world opinion because it seems like the whole world now hates Israel. You got people like Obama and stuff like that, and it's all garbage, all garbage. So if you're Jewish, and by the way, Christians now who are coming under fire and coming under extinction in the Middle East problems, which is coming close, you got to be concerned. Anyways, we're going to be back in about, what, 5 minutes, Devo? So you stay tuned to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We will be back. Charles, ladies and gentlemen, and that Steve-O came up with that just before the break, and I think that was very, very good. I thought it was terrific, especially hearing Ray Charles' significantly great take on that song. And here's a guy, black musician, right? Grows pretty much black all his. I mean, black. Well, he's black,
black
all his
black
life.
All his life.
Black all his life, for God's sakes, you know. And I don't
blind
think he changed.
Most of it.
I don't think he changed. I don't think he had an operation.
No, no.
But he was blind all his life, is what I meant to say.
Most
thank you very
it,
much. And here's a guy. You know, you think people would take advantage of him? Well, I'll tell you what. He took advantage of people, and he was smart, and he made himself a fortune. He got himself ownership of stuff that other guys were giving away. other magicians who could see and who were white. So, you know, you can make it in this country. You're blind, you can be black, white, yellow, green, and you can make it in this country. That's the whole idea. We've got a place where we can go that we can move up in riches. We could stay the same. We don't have to do anything. But it's changing, and it's changing for the worse. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Barbara from Rolla.
Hi, Barbara.
And I just want to say, if that man singing that song didn't touch your heart, you're dead.
Absolutely. I think you're right. Wasn't that good?
And I couldn't help but think, what if we had a black president that were able to express those same sentiments and...
Well, he can express those sentiments, know, but he doesn't mean them.
I know.
That's the problem. He hates America.
No, I mean one that meant it. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Listen, you know what the worst person, the most discriminated person out there in America is today? A black conservative.
Oh, I know.
And I've got lots of friends. In fact, I'm on two black websites. I'm on the Black Sphere. I just got on that one by Kevin... Johnson, I believe, Kevin Johnson or Jackson, and also on my good friend Candace Lanier's Front Lines. They publish my columns and my one-liners. And, I got friends who are conservative. I got friends who are not conservative who are black, but who I think are clueless. And some of them are McDonald's owner-operators coming up to me telling me some of this stuff. I say, you're nuts. And so, you know, I mean, but you can't, but they made it in America.
Yeah.
They made it.
Hey, we certainly, you know, there are always going to be some problems here, but we're the best. We care more about all the people in the world than anybody else. We're always there.
Barbara, you got it. And this stuff about America being evil is BS. I'm sorry to have to be that crass on a holiday, but I'm lost for words. What can I say?
Well, anyway, God bless you. And,
God bless
and
you, too. Have a great 4th.
Have a
great 4th, you know. I mean, yeah, this country's made mistakes. There's no doubt about it. What country hasn't? You name me the perfect country, for goodness sakes. And times when they had, done things that were morally wrong. All right? But this country pretty well adjusts itself. It did it in the Civil War on slavery. And it wasn't just Abraham Lincoln. There was a groundswelling of remorse over the fact that we had slaves and we shouldn't have done it. And also there was a state power deal going on, too, that the Union have a right to outlaw slavery or things like that. All right. And 600,000 Americans died on both sides of that conflict. You think about that. And compared to the population then of 59 million versus today, the population of about 320 million in America. And it's huge. It's 2-4 million, all right, that died equivocally to World War II. So America adjusted itself. You know who was amazed by that? Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was amazed that in a country where blacks are 12% of the population, that we adjusted ourselves to doing great things to adjust our system to make sure that blacks were treated fairly. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it took a long time, and it doesn't always happen, but it happens a lot more than not. And we have leaders in the black community, including the President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the new Black Panthers, who want to keep the black man down, keep him on the plantation. They don't want them to get jobs. They want them to live off the government. They want them to get welfare and disability fraudulently. And that keeps their vote. That keeps their power. The leaders I'm talking about. It destroys black families, though. It destroys them. All right. Well, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR.
Okay. We're going to take our final break here. And we will be right back with the Dave Weinbaum Show. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5000.
For Allison, lunch hour is more like rush hour.
Well, I have to mail a package, fill up my gas tank, pick up my dry cleaning.
But thanks to McDonald's, Allison can take a moment to unrush lunch and enjoy herself, all without putting a hurting in her wallet.
Mmm, a chicken sandwich.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's, like getting a large, freshly brewed sweet tea for just one cool dollar. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Hey, this is Elwood from the House of Blues, and on the line with me is my good friend, D. Harold, from the Flooring Factory Outlet. What's happening at FFO today, D?
I've just counted 300 rolls of gorgeous carpet, and I figured out how to save the folks more money.
How are you going to save them more bucks, D? You already have the best prices in town on gorgeous carpet.
Yippers, if they come in and mention D. Harold and the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll give them an extra 10% off.
Hey, stop the band for a minute. What if they come in and mention Elwood Blues and my Chicago Cubbies? Can they get off 10% too?
Absolutely, so we can do the deal.
Holy smoly, you're going to save them more bucks, D? Wow, I like it.
10% off and do the deal is going on right now.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Swing and a long one, and there it goes!
That's right, baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Hey, folks, tonight I'm going to talk about Harry Reid. From We Killed the Patriot Act to We'll Gain House Seats to his magnum opus.
Yeah, and we're going to kill Harry Reid because, you know, we only got so much time left, and I have another commercial to do, but I also want to mention something. You know, I was going out selling advertising the other day, and, you know, mostly they were, I got to give it to the boss, and, you know, we'll get back to you, that kind of things, which probably means a no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an experienced salesman. I really know what I'm doing. I know generally, well, you know.
What some of the cues are.
I know what the cues are, but I also know this. You never give up in selling because you can get turned down by everybody, and all of a sudden you walk into a situation you don't think you're going to fit in. And here's the deal. I walk into Hillcrest drugstore, yeah. Right? And we had done there a lot. Melrose Asphalt had done there a lot. And I walk in there, and I'm doing business with another pharmacy who I was sure I was going to get their business. Didn't get it. So I walk in, and I'm looking around. I don't see anybody. And, you know, it's the end of the day. And I started to walk out, and all of a sudden I hear, "Is that Dave Weinbaum?" You know? So I turned around. It was Bill Keller. You know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I know Bill. He's a nice guy, and I don't know him real well. But so he says, "Hey, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm selling advertising." He says, "Oh, really? Well, show me what you got." So I take out my little sheet, and he says, well, what's the best? I circled B. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be the best thing for him. I got A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. And he says, where do I sign?
Nice.
This is 10 seconds. 10 sell, seconds. Sell I sold a, I sold an ad in 10 seconds, and I wasn't even, I was hardly trying. And all day it was, well, we don't know. We don't do it locally necessarily, and we have to check with somebody and all this stuff. He says, I like what you're doing. Bill Keller, I like what you're doing. It's important that people do this. So even if you're concerned about getting a return on your investment, which you will, and my people are telling me, my customers are telling me they are, and I know because I'm getting callbacks on the show, giving testimonials to these businesses, you ought to consider advertising on this show. So call me at 578-2700. I'll visit with you personally and get you signed up for the show. And cater it to what you want. We've got three different plans, and I will cater it to whatever you want. All right? So, and we're going to talk a little bit about today about one of my sponsors.
Speaking
and I was
catering
just there,
to your needs.
I was just there Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I bought me some great wine. I bought 18 bottles of wine. And then again, my girlfriend wanted to order something, so I was standing there getting checked out, and I had to go buy some other stuff for her and her friend. And so that would be my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser, in case she says, well, who's your girlfriend? I better specify, right, Steve?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I was at Lucas Liquors, and Gary was there, and he took me around again. And it's so great that, you know, this guy, he knows what's good. He's like Santa Claus. He knows, you know, he knows what's good and what's bad and what's a good deal and what isn't a good deal. And he knows, I mean, you could have a good year in one wine.
Oh, yeah.
A great year. And the next year will be lousy.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to buy it because they had a good year one year and they're buying lousy wine and wondering why they got lousy wine. Well, this guy will take you around and make sure that doesn't happen to you. All right. And he's not taking you out there to hose you down. And steal all your money.
Right.
He is getting me wine that's great. That's like $7.99.
Well, the advice is what will bring you back.
Oh,
you know,
my
the,
God.
The quality of the product. If he tells you, hey, this is the best thing around. This is going great. And it's, you know, rot gut. You're not going to come back.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, okay. And then nobody can. Well, you can't find people to take you around these liquor stores.
No.
Because they don't have anybody that knows anything.
What are you looking for?
He
wine.
Knows
it's over
it.
There.
And he's got people trained to know it. They have a wine committee, and they show recommendations out there. But all you got to do, you do this. You go there, tell them, Dave Weinbaum from Rollo sent you, and he said I could get a wine person to take me around, knows what they're doing. And if Gary's there, ask for Gary. All right? He's not always there, you know, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But this store is 24,000 square feet. It's huge.
Get lost in there.
You got wines from all over the world, not just this country, all over the world. You got Malbecs and Syrahs and all this stuff. And the best thing is, it's easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's easy. You take 44. For those of you in Branson, that's I-44, Interstate 44. Okay, I got to say it. You take it to the Eureka exit, which is 109. You make a left, go all the way down 109 till you hit Old State Road. It's got a stoplight there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make a right on Old State. Takes you right up to Manchester Street. You make a right on Manchester Street and a left a block later where there's a shopping center and a Chuck E. Cheese, and it's right next to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
You can't get any simpler than that, okay? You don't have to go downtown St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to East St. Louis.
No.
You don't have to go up North St. Louis or South St. Louis. This is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy there, easy back. Okay, you got other things to do in St. Louis? You go to St. Louis, okay, mm-hmm. Piddle around there, and then on your way out of town, coming back to Rollo or wherever you are here,
right.
You know, do little, do more, whatever.
St. James.
You just do the same thing. You just trail on back. And, you know, and if you're getting married.
Register.
Register there, for goodness sakes. All right, how many toasters can you have? How many toasters do you want? All right, this way you get this wine that this is the gift that keeps on giving, you know. I love me my wine, I'll tell you what. And Lucas Liquors is the place to go. The phone number is 636-227-4543. And it's 15921 Manchester in Ellisville.
Open tonight till 8 if you happen to be in the city.
Yeah, and they got tastings tonight.
Tonight as well, yeah.
Tonight too. What are they tasting tonight? Showback rum and New Amsterdam vodka.
Nice.
So go there and tell Gary Weinbaum sent you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Oh, and look who's here. Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
You're either in trouble or she's trying to keep you out of it.
That is who I think it is, isn't it?
I believe right? so.
Okay. Come on in, honey. What are you doing? This is Lisa Strauser, who wandered into the radio station. I don't know how she found me. I gave her a different address. So come on, you can say hi to the folks.
Have a seat.
Good morning and happy 4th of July to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I got to watch myself now. I got, what, 6 minutes?
Five and a half.
This is worse than being on four-time double, triple, quadruple blunt.
Now you've got an in-studio supervisor.
In-studio monitor.
Uh-huh.
I got to watch what I say. Oh, goodness.
You should.
I can't make any jokes or anything.
Never
you look really nice today. What happened?
Oh.
No, see, that's
desperate.
Wow. Oh, no, she looks nice every day.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
Thanks for the abuse. I appreciate it.
We have a little deal going on. You know, by the way, did you know that according to Slate, if you don't buy a black dog, you could be racist?
Really?
Yes. So I've had a black dog. Actually, my former wife got a black dog, and she gave me the dog, and I told her I wanted the parrot, too. But all she gave me was the bird. So, no, I got the bird and the dog. And Lisa's just so, she loves those. Especially the bird. She just loves the bird. But the dog, you know, I'm wondering, okay, I got this black dog. But, you know, I say a lot to him. And so does the parrot now. He says, hey, boy. I mean, so I'm wondering now, is that racist? I have a black dog and I say, hey, boy, come here. I mean, I'm concerned. Should I call him sir? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. She thinks Lisa here thinks that I actually spoil my animals.
I could see that.
And Lisa's been around a lot of animals in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them actually have four legs and some have two. But
I actually do have the black dog with
me. Well, get up
today.
To the microphone, Goofy. She's all right.
I brought Oscar and Ralphie both. So
yeah.
they came to visit you too, but I didn't know if this was a dog friendly environment or not.
You know, it's funny. My wife told me to bring one of ours today.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not going to do that just because.
We could have bring your dog to work day.
Could very well be.
And that could be.
Who cleans up the poop?
That would be the owner.
Well, it wouldn't be me. Hey, pig vomit. We got something for you to do. Pig vomit. Come here, boy.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so out of a job. This is not good. Anyways, you want to call the show? You know, we're getting into the
home stretch.
Home stretch of the show. It's been a good show,
I think.
You know, good callers,
mm-hmm.
And we've had the Ray Charles song was great. Did you listen to the Ray Charles song?
I loved it. I loved it. That really was touching. It was perfect for today.
Yeah.
Good call, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good call.
No, that was Steve-O. I'll give credit where credit is due.
Break my arm, pat myself.
My beautiful girlfriend,
Dave, right?
my beautiful girlfriend Lisa Strauser. She made me a nice breakfast this morning, and then I was, you know, in a hurry to get going. And what did I do? I left my
phone.
You left two things on the counter. I picked them up, brought them to you, and said, Dave, do you want your pen and your phone? And then I said, oh, you could be president.
Yeah, there you go. And she works at the college, you know, the S&T, and she's one of the financial people working for the provost. And you are a financial administrator, is that correct?
Executive assistant title.
Executive
assistant
title. Okay, so she works there. Well, we have a phone call,
mm-hmm.
right? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's
and
your name? What are you
warning.
Calling for?
Good morning.
See, I was just curious. You have this wonderful girl. When are you going to marry her?
I think there's static on the phone. What?
We can't hear you.
Ah, we're going through a tunnel.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. All right, get her off the phone. Get her off. You are off the phone. You are banned from the show.
No, that was I couldn't understand what she was saying. Was she speaking English?
I did some
Maybe
sort
she
of.
Call back and ask again.
No, did
well,
you?
Well, we're
say,
down to the last minute of the program today.
You set this up. Oh my God! All right, no more phone calls today. Obviously, we've only got what
minute and a half. Well, we got
minute
to wrap things
half.
Up and remind people to be patriotic.
Yes. Now I'm a little shaken.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little nervous now. But all right. Well, you got one more call, so we'll do it.
All right.
It better not be her. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's your other son.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, it just disturbs me you talk about Ralphie more than you talk about me.
Oh, you told me not to talk about you little jerk.
that.
You told me not to talk about you. You didn't want nothing to do with the show.
No, I said I'm not
just
talking
happy
to you.
You
talk about me all you want.
I'm just happy you stopped the sob stories about me calling you out for calling me, and are actually calling the show.
I didn't realize.
What do you want me to say about you? That's Aaron Weinbaum, who, by the way, is a business partner of mine, and will take over for me shortly.
And right,
he's an owner operator.
And
he owns a Salem store, and he hates my dog.
Well, he took the time to potty train him, I guess, it'd be all right. But.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, sometimes he goes places and he gets nervous. I don't know why he's nervous at your house, but I think it's I'm very grateful for when you take him, and I understand the problems you're having by leaving him there all day, so he has to poop somewhere.
Well, my biggest problem is when I have to put him on the phone to talk to you.
All right, well... All right, you've got. I gotta go. All right, don't get mad.
Right.
The end of the show. Have a great July 4th, Sonny Boy, and all you out there in Radio Land.